dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can, by the way, get more about Dale over on his website, flamingfreedom.com. That's his brand new site. Is the blog aspect up now?
There's a blog up, good. And you can comment on shows and things like that.
Because you've got your own show. You get your own radio show now that you've started doing on Sundays. People can go to flamingfreedom.com to get more information on how to tune in and that sort of thing. But it's a liberty show with a, I guess, LGBT focus.
Yeah, with a focus on LGBT issues and things like that.
So definitely go to flamingfreedom.com, get more of Dale there, and we'll continue to take your phone calls if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll tell you about the dire situation the U.S. Postal Service continues to face. It's not getting better for them. But first, Mark, you've got a medical story that, sort of. Medical/sexual story?
It's from Psychology Today, and it's very interesting. The title of it, and I checked this out because I thought this has to be a joke. It has to be a scam.
It's not April's Fool yet.
It isn't.
Psychology Today is pretty recognized.
Yeah, I looked through, and it seems to be a true article. PsychologyToday.com. You go check it out yourself. The title is, Attention, Ladies, Semen is an Antidepressant. Perhaps you're familiar with the McClintock effect. It's the observation that when groups of reproductive age women live and work together in college housing, the military, all-female workplaces, etc., over time, their menstrual cycles tend to get synchronized.
It's true.
The accepted explanation is that women detect each other's pheromones, subtle scents that each of us produce, and somehow these only faintly aromatic but powerful compounds influence the women's hormones and make their menstrual periods arrive at about the same time. At the State University of New York, two evolutionary psychologists were puzzled to discover that lesbians show no McClintock effect.
This is the first time I'd heard that. I did not know that.
Fascinating.
I didn't either. I read this article, that was the first I heard that.
Gordon Gallup and Rebecca Birch realized that the only real difference between lesbians and heterosexual women is that the latter is exposed to semen.
Well, presuming the heterosexuals are having sex, right?
Well, apparently heterosexuals not having sex are the same as lesbians.
Is that what the claim is made?
No.
Okay. You're presuming that?
I'm not presuming anything. I'm reading an article.
All right.
God. The only difference between lesbians and heterosexual women is that the latter is exposed to semen. They speculated that maybe
that's
semen...
That's the only difference? Come on.
That's what the... Look, guys.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They speculated that maybe semen chemistry has something to do with the McClintock effect. But if that were true, the vagina would have to absorb compounds in the semen that affected the women's pheromones. Semen is best known for what's not absorbed by the vagina, sperm, which is they swim through the little way to the fallopian tubes, mm-hmm. where the fertilization takes place. But sperm comprise only about 3% of semen. The rest is seminal fluid, mostly mm-hmm. water, plus 50 compounds, sugar to nourish the sperm, immunosuppressants to keep the women's immune system from destroying the sperm, and oddly, two female sex hormones and many mood-elevating in compounds, endorphins.
Female sex hormones in sperm.
Yep.
Male bodies are producing female sex hormones and putting it in the sperm.
That's right. Endorphins,
oh my God.
Estrone, prolactin, oxytocin. Boy, there's some other stuff.
Something else they don't mention.
Thyroprin, releasing pheromone, and serotonin. So there's all kinds of good stuff in semen, apparently. And
they don't mention that it's basic because vaginal fluids are acidic, and that's hard on the sperm. So it's basic to help cancel that out.
Makes sense. Yeah. Basic being the opposite of acidic.
Right. Yes. Sorry. Or what is it? Alkaline is the other word for it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Vaginal tissue is very absorptive. It's richly endowed with blood and lymph vessels. Given vaginal absorptiveness and all the mood-elevating compounds found in the semen, Gallup, Birch, and SUNY colleague Stephen Pletik wondered if semen exposure might be associated with a better mood and less depression. They surveyed 293 college women at SUNY Albany, where about intercourse with and without condoms, and then gave the women the Beck Depression Inventory, a standard test of mood compared with women who always or usually use condoms. Those who never did, whose vaginas were exposed to semen, showed significantly better mood, fewer depressive symptoms, and fewer bouts of depression. In addition, compared to women who had no intercourse at all, the semen-exposed women showed more elevated mood and less depression. Meanwhile, risky sex is usually associated with negative self-esteem and depressed mood. Among college women, risky sex includes intercourse without condoms. So we would expect sex sans condoms to be associated with more depressive symptoms and more serious depression, including suicide attempts. However, in the Gallup-Birch-Pletek study, among women who always or usually used condoms, about 20% reported suicidal thoughts. But among those who use condoms only sometimes, the figure was much lower, 7%. And among women who never use condoms, only 5% reported suicidal thoughts. The study controlled for a relationship duration, amount of sex, use of the pill, and days since last sexual intercourse. So it appears quite possible that the antidepressants in semen might have a real mood-elevating effect.
So, incredible.
Yes.
This led to, this article, by the way, led to the most hilarious thread of comments on Facebook.
Dale, which I understand as a gay man, you probably don't understand it. This is the most important article of my lifetime.
Look how important you are now.
This is, you
can explain to your wife. Like,
there are men all over America that are like, what? What did he say? Holy crap.
I was talking about how disposable it could make men because, like, more and more we're finding out, like, you know, you don't really need the man there. You just, like, you know, you don't need him for reproduction. You know, they have
yep.
devices that make men unnecessary, and before long, women will just go to Walmart and get a box of like pick me up packets that'll be like little ketchup packets that will elevate their moods, and they won't need men.
I'll tell you,
that takes away all the fun, though.
It's gonna be a while.
probably not. I think I'm probably being a little bit overly pessimistic.
It's not anytime soon, and I think that this is. This is important for people to know.
Now,
good Lord,
minute.
Vaginal exposure to semen is good for your mood. It's an antidepressant.
Now, hold on.
You'll be happier.
Point of clarification.
Trust me, you'll be happier.
I have a vasectomy.
Uh-huh.
So I have seminal fluid, but not actually any swimmers. There's no, you know, squigglies in there.
Right.
They're not saying it's the semen that's carrying this, are they?
Yeah,
yes.
It's the
fluid.
They're saying sperm
not
is only 3% of it. My immediate speculation would be that it wouldn't be any different for you,
right?
But it'd be curious to see maybe if for some reason whatever cuts off the sperm is maybe cutting off some or all of the stuff too.
I wouldn't think so either.
That would be my immediate speculation. Yeah. Like I said, but who knows?
There are a lot of glands that add to semen that aren't gonads.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the prostate. There's the Kopfer's gland. There's several of them in there, and they're all producing apparently things that are really great for women to have.
Someone asked me. They said, "Well, does this work on gay men?" And
that's what I want to know.
Most of the stuff that they described in there sounds like it would work on men as well. I don't know. Which is funny because. You know, I don't know, but
anal walls are very absorptive.
They would seem very absorptive.
You know, you can take a suppository up there, and there's a reason for that because it's a good place to deliver medicine. And
yeah, I would imagine it would be very absorptive as well. And then the question is, you know, and then one question I had is, you know, where does this stuff come from? Is it depleted in any way from men because they're doing it, or is it just like something that's produced that's extra? It's bonus. I don't know.
I'd say the evolutionary imperative here, and you know, my personal experience throughout my life is I spent as much time as I possibly can trying to get rid of semen. So I'd say that
we should have been saving it.
Laughing at his own joke.
We should have been saving it all this time. Oh, well.
Fascinating, though, I have to say. And thanks for sharing that.
It's fascinating. There's a little
it'll
more.
It'll be illegal soon because it's got drugs in it.
Mm.
You know, the drug war will soon be, you know, sperm will be illegal.
So you said there's more that you want to share?
Well, watching a police sperm will be real interesting.
All right, we'll get back to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, so some would look at this and say this is dangerous information because it's going to encourage people to, you know, have unprotected sex. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. And this is Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com, features including listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors. You can listen around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is playing 24 hours a day over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam, too, as well as listen lines. that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. Plus, there's a free-to-air satellite channel and 93 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show, and beyond, actually, that air the show in at various different times throughout the week. You can go and get details on how to tune in at listen.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy organizations. The internship includes a generous stipend, that's paycheck, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit Libertarian Internships for more information, to sign up to receive updates and reminders. This is a great opportunity for somebody who wants to get into the areas of journalism or public policy. And even if you just have some time this summer, you're in college and you just want to learn about these things, these are great opportunities. And it beats whatever job you're likely to be doing during this summer. LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number. We'll continue here with your phone calls and thoughts here in a moment. But first, Mark, you wanted to finish up some of the more, details, science, regarding the claim that this study has shown that apparently some of the elements of semen are actually, like, antidepressants.
Yeah, they have semen has an antidepressant quality, at least according to the science, for women.
Where they looked at hundreds of women and their sexual activities, the people that were sexually active, and they looked at the ones that had, you know, that used protection all of the time, the ones that used protection some of the time, the ones that never used protection, and they found some very interesting things.
They were able to come to a conclusion. This is written by Michael Castleman, and it's at psychologytoday.com. You can go there and find it, or you can just search for semen antidepressant, and I'm sure you'll come up with it. And he continues here. Finally, recall that in addition to antidepressant compounds, semen also contains two female sex hormones. It's a follicle stimulating hormone, or FSH, and lutein.
Is it not follicle?
It's not.
Okay.
Follicle. Sorry, it is follicle.
Is it
you're right. Luteinizing hormone. Just reading it on the fly here, man. That's LH. So FSH spurs egg maturation in the ovary, and LH is involved in triggering women's ovulation. So why would semen contain compounds that encourage ovulation? From an evolutionary perspective, this makes perfect sense. Consider our closest biological relatives, the chimpanzees. Chimp semen contains no FSH or LH, but ovulating females develop a red buttocks, clearly signaling reproductive readiness. In contrast, human women have concealed ovulation. Men don't know when women are at their most fertile, compared to men whose semen lacked ovulation triggering hormones. Those whose semen contained these hormones would gain a small reproductive advantage. Their semen would encourage ovulation, and their sperm would be more likely to fertilize eggs. Now, the author here, Michael Castleman, says, I'm not advocating that reproductive age women shun condoms to elevate a woman's mood at the risk of unplanned pregnancy. But this effect might come in handy for women over the age of 50 who are experiencing menopausal blues. I'm fascinated by the chemical complexity of semen. Until recently, scientists believed that its sole purpose was to nourish and protect sperm on their way to fertilization. But now it appears that
there's more to it.
Semen spurs ovulation and makes women feel happier. That might explain why women report increased interest in sex around the time of ovulation. And then he cites another article, An Ode to the Many Evolved Virtues of Human Semen, from Scientific American. And I went and looked at that one. It's a real article, too. So, gentlemen,
they found these things in it. Like, they saw the effect, and then they went and studied. They said they examined the sperm and found these substances or these chemical compounds in it.
That's correct.
Yeah, and that's why I said it's not going to be long before Walmart has a box of, like, disposable squirt packets.
Right.
little pick-me-up packets.
So. It's just not that hard for women to find semen. I don't think they have to pay for it.
That's true. Well, yeah, but the process, you know, it's something about, like,
there's the risk involved.
The process of having to deal with men, though.
There's always vasectomies. Those are easy. There's the pill.
I highly recommend
that's
vasectomy.
Easy. Yeah. A nice, you know,
but there's a lot of single women, Mark.
It doesn't have to be.
There's a lot of single women.
It doesn't have to be new, different semen every day. It can be the same semen over and over again.
It can be the same semen over and over, but there's a lot of single women, and there's
they can take the pill. They can encourage their boyfriend to get a vasectomy.
They may not have a boyfriend.
They can find one.
It's easy. Look, we're talking about semen. We're not talking about boyfriends.
Pack it at Walmart until you find your boyfriend.
Fine. Packets at Walmart are going to happen. You go into the packeting semen business, pal.
Hey, I just might.
All right, 800-259-9231. We'll move on to your thoughts on whatever you want. Let's talk to Ken, listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, Ken. What's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering if you guys heard about, if you saw the flyover the Air Force did at the Super Bowl, if you heard about that at all.
Yeah, I saw it. It was four FA-18s in that V formation.
Why do you ask?
Well, first of all, it costs $450,000 of the taxpayers' money.
Wow.
So, you know, considering the federal government's broke, but that's not even the punchline.
Oh, they're not broke. They can print money.
Well, I always wonder about those numbers. It's not like they weren't going to fly FA-18s that day. You know, these guys practice on a pretty regular basis, and I suppose if you're going to have fighters and fighter pilots, you want them to practice. So, I mean, is it that... I just wonder about those numbers. I mean, if that's what it costs, that's what it costs. But they likely would have been practicing at something anyway, right?
Sure, but that's actually not the punchline. The punchline is that the stadium they were playing with did not have a retractable roof, so they just flew over the stadium and nobody in the game even saw it.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That is the punchline.
Nicely done. Well, Mark, how did you see it? Do they have cameras outside of the stadium or something?
Super Bowl, yeah. They took pictures of it. And you know, this is the truth with most sporting events, that the best way to watch it is on the largest TV you can find.
Yeah, no doubt. Ken, anything else you want to share tonight?
I guess while I have you, I've been listening to these Complete Liberty podcasts.
Yeah, with Wes Bertrand.
I'm at the point where you guys are debating voting, and I have to say I mostly agree with Mark. I think it's pretty useless, but Wes brought up an incorrect point. I think he was trying to use the broken glass fallacy.
Broken window,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think that's, like, a correct application of his argument, because that's more of an argument saying the government shouldn't decide to spend people's money, the money that the people earn, whereas Mark is using his own time, so he does have, he is in the best position to choose how to spend his own time. So I just, if you're debating him and he tries to pull out the broken window fallacy...
Is he talking about the personal time wasted, or is he talking about the legitimacy that it feeds into and how that is a difficult damage to measure?
His point is all the time Mark is wasting voting, he could be used doing other activities.
Apparently he doesn't know how much time I spend on Facebook.
Right. Exactly. Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. We've got our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can go to our mobile site at m.freetalklive.com. All kinds of different stuff, all for free at freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a need to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. The principal over there at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, he's practically the John Hancock of the Liberty Movement. Go check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. And then, Dale, I know you wanted to talk about a movie trailer that has been released. But first, we talked to Allie, listening in Alabama. Allie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling. Well, actually, I called. I wanted to make a comment about something you guys were talking about earlier with the study with semen and increasing mood and stuff.
Okay, sure.
Do you have a personal experience you'd like to relate to?
No.
Okay, good.
I was going to ask, well, you know, you guys were talking about, like, some of the problems with, you know, like, oh, it suggesting that, you know, unsafe sex is, you know, somehow better for the women. But I wonder if you could offset that by just ingesting the semen.
That was not studied, correct? Mark?
Yeah, this study was done with vaginal. Apparently, the vaginal wall is very absorptive. I don't know. I'm no doctor. This is what they say, and I would suspect putting semen in that the environment of peptic acid would probably not be particularly good for it, and wouldn't have much opportunity for absorption.
Well, I do know that the statistics show that the safe sex aspect of swallowing versus, say, another, you know, intercourse.
Receiving.
Versus intercourse.
Uh-huh.
It's much safer. It's like your chances of actually, like, for instance, getting HIV infected from swallowing is they don't have any statistical evidence
There's
of it happening
other,
at all.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a much less likely to to be a safe sex issue, and for the same reasons, like you just said, with stomach acids, well, and it's not as absorbent and all that.
There are other diseases besides HIV
absolutely.
To be concerned with. And,
yeah.
And so.
But I was just saying that fact would make me think the same thing that you said, that it probably wouldn't be quite as effective.
Ellie?
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, that's actually, that was just, I wanted to comment on that. But the real reason I called is because I was listening to the podcast from yesterday, and I was really excited when that that guy called, like, the Zeitgeist Movement guy.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I always think, you know, you can always, like, take on the neocons, and some of them, they've seemed like, you know, or, you know, talking to just, like, mainstream people or, like, you know, moderates, it seems like they're not really all the way with a lot of their ideas, so I like to talk to people that disagree with me, but they're like, you know, they really, like, are into what they think, so, you know,
yeah.
If you're going to be semi-socialist, I'd rather talk to someone who's, like, all the way, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
I love it when communists call the show. It really gives for great content, because, you know, we're so diametrically opposed.
The guy claimed to be a voluntarist.
Well, you can be a voluntarist communist.
Yeah, I'm just taking him at his word, so, you know, it was a very interesting conversation. He was getting somewhat frustrated, and we weren't berating him or anything, but he was getting somewhat frustrated, and I would love to spend more time talking to him about different ideas. I think he felt ping-ponged between three people.
Yeah. Well, something I think is really interesting, because I've, like, you know, I have lots of friends who are, you know, they don't consider themselves socialists, but they're liberal, and I sort of see the whole Zeitgeist movement or what, you know, people who are into the Venus Project. It seems like they're sort of taking the whole liberal perspective where, you know, consumption, self-interest, and employment, all these things are bad, you know, like I've seen signs and stuff from these protests that say property is theft, which I just think is the most bizarre. I don't even understand the perspective at all. But
you should take their sign away from them, tear it up, and throw it at their
unfortunately,
feet.
Unfortunately, most people. Yes, unfortunately, most people are not getting the. Was it Spooner who talked about? No, it wasn't Spooner that said property is theft.
That was Prudhon.
Prudhon. I, from what I understand, if you read Prudhon, he also says that almost the opposite statement of that, and it was, and you have to look at all that in the context of what he was saying.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's really way oversimplified.
Right, because the idea behind the property was I guess state-owned property, because at the time individuals didn't own land in the same, you know, mostly individuals didn't own land. There were a few individuals that owned it, and then the rest were basically serfs upon the land.
Well, individuals don't own land in the environment we're in now.
That's
which
true.
I think is part of the reason why derive these ideas, like, you know, because you guys were talking to him and you're sort of asking him, you know, like, well, what about trade? And, you know, are you talking about, like, a barter system? But I checked on, you know, Wikipedia on their, like, you know, just typed in, like, Zeitgeist Movement. And it says, according to the movement, there will be no decision-making process. Decisions are arrived at by using the scientific method based on carrying capacity of the earth rather than human options or opinions. The replacement of human decision making by artificial intelligence is termed social cybernation. Private property will be abolished, but it will become obsolete as culture grows, being replaced by a system of universal access. And part of their
right.
mission, it's like no money, barter, trade, or property.
Money is just advanced barter. That's all it is.
I mean, well, they're trying to eliminate
money
all
of any. If it's money that has any substance to it and any kind of, you know, sustainability to it, it has to have value itself, and then you just barter. It's just barter.
Well, the huge appeal here, and I'm glad you brought it up. What they focus on in Zeitgeist, this third movie, is that it will all be very scientific, and we're using the scientific method to advance things. We've got robots, and we don't need property, and we don't need money, and we don't need trade because the science will solve all of the problems, and we'll have the computer system that controls all the world's resources, and it's just so. So centrally controlled and so centrally planned and so utopian and impossible to achieve. And we couldn't get through to the guy last night. And, you know, he's a true believer, which, you know, good for him. And I hope that they can – I hope he can try his little experiment. I hope it – you know, I hope it works for the best for them.
How do you claim to be a voluntarist but then, like, denounce trade? Like, how are you going to keep people from trading?
Well, he believes that – now, remember, you should probably watch the movie to get a real good idea for what they're looking at.
I've seen I've seen, like, I saw the first movie.
No, the third one, the third one's completely different. This one focuses all on this, you know, basically this idea. But they want to, if you ask him as a voluntarist, he's going to tell you he wants to get everybody to jump on board with this idea on their own. Like, based on its own merits, to sell this idea to the entire world. Which, of course, is ludicrous and impossible. Because people believe different things. There is a variety of belief systems out there. Quite a wide variety, in fact. And it's that contrast that makes the world a wonderful place. To be able to have different belief systems interacting with one another in you know, various different ways. But he wants, literally, everybody to climb on board, you know, voluntarily with this centrally planned economy. Or centrally planned so-called resource-based economy. Which, of course, is an impossible task.
Right.
Otherwise, you would have to use force, and he doesn't want to, you know, cop to that because he doesn't believe in it. He's a voluntarist, and maybe there are people within the Zeitgeist movement that are just, you know, salivating over the idea of using force to force people into this particular.
It's the only thing that's going to work. I can tell you that.
Well, it never works anyway, right, Mark? Because there's always unintended consequences to using force on people, and it certainly will not get them to accept your ideas. It's either way you slice it, whether you use force or you're trying to persuade people, there's no way you're going to persuade the whole world to join in your futuristic vision of how people could live in this, you know, futuro-communo culture.
I mean, maybe if it was still, like, you know, maybe if it really did work and, you know, their little community was, like, super prosperous and, you know, everyone there was happier and stuff like that, maybe people would join in and
have
the whole world. But, you know, I really doubt it, considering that, you know, it'd be people, you know, it seems like you guys kept saying it was human nature to trade, and you kept saying, oh, well, that's the common reply, and that's a bunch of baloney, but I don't see how you could deny that. I've yet to meet a person that, you know, didn't have any motivation to advance their life or their influence or their, you know, ability to prosper. But
well said, Ali, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything in the remaining moments. Come up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts. 800-259-9231. And we want to invite you to our website as well at freetalklive.com, where if you enjoy the show and you want to help us out a little bit, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to do that. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. Hey. I wanted to disagree regarding the discussion of oral sex or fellatio. In Europe, especially in Germany, there's been numerous studies, and heterosexuals that engage in fellatio, actually, there's a relatively high degree in the last 10 years of gonorrhea of the throat and syphilis of the throat and other things that are resistant to antibiotics.
I was referring specifically to AIDS.
Pardon me?
I was referring specifically to AIDS transmission.
Yeah, but the point is it also, you know, affects the immune system, those venereal diseases, especially, you know, in the throat. And, you know, it can lead to cancer and different things as well. So, you know, it isn't really, in a sense, that they just be careful, as they say. And I also wanted to...
Well, that's always a good idea.
Yeah.
Know your partners.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good idea to know who your partner is and, you know, what... whether you're being safe or not, that's always important.
We were only analyzing scientifically, well, not very scientifically, since we were just speculating, but we were just analyzing whether or not it would have the same effect that way. And like Ian said, you know, we don't want to encourage anyone to suddenly start having unsafe sex because of this or something.
Right. Know your partner and know your sexual history. But I wanted to make one comment regarding the zeitgeist comment. He who has the economic control and the money will be able to afford the robots and sort of put the program into reality. And that's always the way it is. The way it's been. And, you know, we love our illusions and our intellectual abstractions and our mythologies. And, you know, they do have a place, but often not in the area of the emancipation of the individual.
Yeah, I don't expect the zeitgeist movement to go anywhere, and thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate
hearing
from you. Thank you. 800-259-9231. I don't know what their plan is, but I didn't dig too deep, honestly, into their website, so if you have and you can tell us more, you're certainly welcome to, but I didn't see any kind of, hey, let's get together idea here. There are people that they have, that the guy that called last night to explain the zeitgeist movement, he's like in South Dakota, and he's one of their people in, like, organizers or whatever. And I didn't see any kind of, hey, let's go build one of these concentric circle cities and, you know, show the world that our ideas are viable. Let's convince the whole world somehow that our ideas are viable and then move forward with this plan. Whereas what Ali suggested, I think, would be much more sensible. If you think this is going to work, then please create a proof of concept, make your little concentric circle miracle city, and show the world that it works.
Their plan isn't going to work until they have robots to do all the work, right? I think what they're trying to suggest, is that they're predicting the future. And I think that...
Well, they want to influence the future. They want to have the future be what they are envisioning.
And the guy said that, you know, not everybody in the movement shares the ideas of the author of the movie. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that makes it very difficult for people on the outside. If the movie is, you know, authorized by Zeitgeist or whatever, then...
It requires complete cooperation. You don't even have it internally now before, you know.
Right. You haven't got cooperation inside the movement, let alone anything else.
Yeah, and Frank brings up a great point. Who's going to pay for the robots? I mean, if you want a world in which you're ending money, what comes first? Do you get a bunch of money together to build your concentric circle city, or are you going to somehow eliminate the money and then somebody's going to just, you know, people are just going to come together and voluntarily build robots to, you know, operate all the operations of the city?
Yeah.
It's just very confusing.
Right. I'm interested in them trying out their little concept, and that way they can get it out of their system, but the fact is, up to this point in human history, every time that they've tried to eliminate the use of money, it has resulted in starvation. Mm. Like real live, the hundreds and thousands of people dying because there's no medium of exchange, and people with a coercive top-down government have said no money. So, yeah, you know, that's what happens. You can't
just start using money
and the next day have food.
We're going to give you what you need, and you need to just do what we need you to do. We're going to tell you what to do. If you don't like it, well, that's too bad, because we're taking care of you. We're going to provide for you, mm-hmm. and you have to play your part. You have to do your part. You can't just, you know.
They're suggesting a society.
I know you want to be a radio host, Mark, but we need you to clean toilets.
Yeah.
And that's what's needed by society.
They're actually suggesting a society of children where essentially robots do everything, and then humans are going to find their life's work on their own, whether they be poets or musicians or fashion designers or whatever, while our robot overlords continue to make themselves smarter and more efficient. And at some point, they just, I probably wonder what they're doing dealing with these fleas on their dog's back.
Hmm. I'm picturing H.G. Wells with the evolved creatures that lived underground and like ate people.
Troglodytes.
And meanwhile, people would live their whole lives, I've got everything I need. I don't need to learn anything or learn how to take care of myself.
Well, that's what the movie focuses on, is we should just be taken care of. And this is the ideal situation that they envision as to how human beings can just be taken care of
by
their
robots. So this conundrum confronts a lot of people, I would say many women to some extent, around the world all the time. They rely on a person to take care of them, and then at some point or another, that person stops wanting to, and then they're stuck. I'm not prepared to live like that.
Well, the robots wouldn't break down, Mark, because there would be 3% of the population that would be employed as to fixing the robots.
Yeah, well, when the guy who programs the robots says, you know, I'd like to rule this little here planet, then what?
There's so many holes in the idea, and the part of the Zeitgeist, this film we're talking about here, it's available free on the internet.
It sounds completely different from the one I saw, which must have been an older version.
You probably saw the first one. There are three different films. I've only seen the first and the third. The first one addresses religion and does it very well.
That was the best part of it. It got more and more speculative about weird. Yeah,
they got into 9/11 in the first one. It really got down into the conspiracy realm. And this one is essentially a vision for what they think society should be, minus the explanations to how to get from here to there.
Yeah.
Now we don't have an explanation because. For what we're envisioning, which is a human society and which involves voluntary consensual interactions between human beings, that's all there is to it. What comes out of that is the question, and we honestly don't know. You know, when you get to
we have some
less violence than now, more prosperity than now, for sure.
Yeah,
you can look at plenty of models, plenty of things that have occurred in the past. You can look at the past to predict the future.
There's some good evidence.
You can look at what's happening now. We have voluntary interactions happening all the time right now that work very well.
Mostly,
we just need more of that.
No, absolutely.
And less
right.
of the coercive violent ones.
You know, you can make some educated guesses, but we can't really know for sure what the market will decide as far as how to allocate resources and you know, what how roads should be paid for and those sorts of things. We can put forth ideas, but those are just ideas, and maybe they'll pan out,
because
maybe they won't.
The reality of it is it's an emergent order that comes out of lots of different people doing what motivates them. And supply and demand become tremendous factors in motivation for people.
So, Dale, you saw this movie trailer that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for Atlas Shrugged. It just came out very recently.
Looks like a real snoozer.
I'm not impressed with the trailer.
The movie, the trailer has very dramatic music behind it. That's people talking.
I know, it's generically dramatic
trains.
Music and flashes of people sort of trying to be dramatic, I guess.
There's a train, right?
There's a train like rushing along, which seems to fit with the book and everything. I did read the book. It was difficult, but I got through it. And I love the premise of the book. I didn't think it was written very well, but that's totally different from the trailer. What got me was that there's a lot of action. There's a lot of action in the book.
Is there?
And it seems like they could put more of that in a trailer. It's only 2 minutes out of the movie. You think they could find a lot of action to put in and things like that? And I didn't see much of that.
Somebody got punched.
Maybe
in the trailer.
So, yeah. I think there's more people talking about business and like business scandals and things that don't sound, I don't think to the average person are going to sound very exciting in a trailer. And
I can't see this getting a very wide release.
Well, it'll get a wide release.
You think?
Well, I think it'll get a wide release just because it's such an epic book. You know, the history of the book.
Yeah, it's an epic book. This was like the second best-selling book behind the Bible at one point. So I think that, you know,
Red Book of Communism, or Black Book of Communism.
There's a niche cult following to this book. It'll get it a certain amount of buzz going, even though it's a bad trailer. But
yeah, and it's part one.
I wasn't impressed with the actors either. They're playing these like titans of industry, and they did not strike me as these powerful titans of industry.
Yeah, my reaction to it you showed me during the break was,
look good to me.
Maybe I'll watch it on DVD.
Yeah, that's how I'd watch it.
All right, so we're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.